Hello, everybody. Well, you'd forgotten about us, hadn't I? I'd forgotten about us. Poor Gordon over in the States has had nothing but trouble with his internet provider, which is why Little Pod of Horrors came out with a show and then disappeared off the face of the earth. So, to be honest, there's been subtle horror films coming out either. I mean, okay, straight to DVD, whatever. But at the cinema, going through summer, nothing happens. Anyway, I've just been to see my first one for ages, and I will confess it scared the shit out of me. Basically, I've just been to watch The Possession, and I'm like, the last few Possession films I've seen, I've been like, oh, whatever. You know, the Emily Rose, The Last Exorcism, that one that came out last year, which I can't remember, about the three trainee exorcists or whatever, with the completely dire ending and the sort of viral video. I mean, I was more forgiving of that than most, but it still was not good. We've all been looking for the next Exorcist. Now, this film is not the next Exorcist by a long stretch, I know. But what it does, a couple of things that I really liked about it. One, it gives you the shots you want to see, and that, to me, is Sam Raimi influence. You want to see the gruesome face. You want to see the scary monster face. You don't want it all hidden behind hair and, yeah, okay, they use that device, but you get to see some stuff, and it the creepy moments, you're waiting for a jump scare, then it's not a jump scare, which I thought was very refreshing. Lots of things I sort of thought, oh yeah, you're going to do that, and then they didn't until right at the end. Then it was obvious what was going to happen. But yeah, the other thing that struck me, though, was coming from a slightly religious background and having my own views on all kinds of religion, watching Catholic priests trying to dispel evil demons, it's like the Catholic Church to me is like this 90-year-old, decrepit, toothless tiger with three broken legs. And if I was a demon and a Catholic priest came to me and said, you know, the power of Christ compels you, I'd laugh him out of the room as well, to be honest. This film uses Judaism as the religious background. Now, I have a lot easier time believing that somebody who is practicing, I think it's Hasidic Jew, where they're completely devout, they've got that faith, they do even the curly bits at the side of the face, they follow what they believe to be true of the Bible, and it takes a lot of faith to be a devout Jew. It really does, because there's not a lot you can do, let's face it. So when you get one of these guys who's fairly convincing and he's given it some in some kind of exorcism kind of a way, absolutely brilliant. I totally bought it, and it had way more of an effect on me than, you know, waving stuff around and throwing water at people. It was, yeah, okay, there was still the religious symbolism, but it just drew me into the movie much more and made me feel there was an exorcism happening. Super impressed, really. I thought I'd go a full 5 minutes on this one. It's possibly a little over long, but I like the device. I like the change in direction. And like I say, you can see some Raimi influence there. On the whole, I think a pretty well done movie. If you like horror films, if you like exorcism films, I don't think you'll be disappointed. Sorry if I've spoiled anything here. I don't think I have. Last thing, the little girl who plays the main role, my word, what an actress. Absolutely convincing, just terrifying, brilliant. To be honest, she was she was scarier when she was, you know, not manifesting anything and just looking a bit pissed off, to be honest, because she's a scary little face, seriously. Yeah, so there we go. That's my first horror film review for, I don't know, flip knows how long. Hopefully there'll be more. There was about 5 trailers for upcoming films, including the next Resident Evil, which, you know, I hate myself for, but I will stump up my money, I will go and see it, and I'll probably hate it as much as I did the last one, but I don't think any more we can class, what's his name? I was going to say Wes Craven. You know the guy, Len Wiseman, that's him. He can't class anything he's doing with Resident Evil franchise as anything close to horror anymore, so. But, yep, I'll let him rob me blind one more time. Anyway, good to be booing again. I had to get this off my chest because mainly I'm shit scared and I'm going to go home and turn on every light in the house. So I'm not really, but you know me. It was good. If it has that effect on me, it's good. I'm going to stop waffling now. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.